Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
That's the Drifters bringing this back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Joanne Black, the author of the new book, Pick Up the Damn Phone, How People, Not Technology, Seal the Deal. Joanne S. Black, nomorecoldcalling.com, right, Joanne?
That's correct, Jim.
And we're talking about using social media, especially LinkedIn, as a professional platform for you to develop relationships, to nurture prospects. And, you know, Joanne, I want you to get to the research in just a minute that you were going to tell us. But first, the thing that I believe is that if I think you're a prospect for me, and let's say that we're both in the same town. We both live in the same area. I'm a local merchant. I'm selling local stuff, and you're a local business owner or corporate whoever. I'm not going to use LinkedIn as my first contact. I'm going to try to find another way for you to know who I am somehow. And then whenever you know that I exist, maybe I've just handed you my card at a chamber meeting or something. And then I'll send you a LinkedIn invitation. But the first time you ever see my name or ever hear that I exist would not be a LinkedIn invitation. What do you think? That's my belief.
There's nothing like being in person. I absolutely agree with you. Once you've met them, say, to use your example of being at any kind of networking event, then you need to come back and immediately invite them to join you.
Yeah, but first, I admit that you know, you're going to stalk these people. You're going to find out if I really want to meet Joanne Black, then I find out that she likes to go to her son's a softball game or baseball game or whatever. I'm going to go stalk you. I'm going to find a way to be at that game somehow and bump into you or something so we can have met face-to-face.
Well, nothing replaces face-to-face.
It's the original social media.
That's your term, which I love.
Yeah.
The thing is, buyers will check us out first on social media.
Right.
So if I know I'm going to meet someone, as an example, I just spoke at the National Speakers Association conference. And people sign up for different sessions. And I invited everyone who signed up to join me on LinkedIn before I ever went to the session. Now, did that take a little time? Yes. But it was a way of reaching out and knowing a little something about the people who are going to be there. So we have all this information in front of us about people that we can use and find commonalities. And that's what we need to do.
Right.
Why do you want to connect? But the research is incredible that LinkedIn has done, and some with others, that from a seller's perspective, any seller across any size business, that the sellers who are active on social media, and there's definitions for that, get 45% more opportunities and are 51% more likely to hit quota. Now, that is research that LinkedIn ran in Q4 of last year or Q3. And they've established a social selling index, which is based on different metrics, your brand, you know, how you've searched, the insights, the things you've shared on LinkedIn, and the kind of connections you have. And the sharing is critical, and not sharing your stuff. You know, that's my technical term.
Right.
It's what's interesting out there to the people who follow you, because it's not about us. It's about people getting to know us through what we share and saying, you know, he or she made a good point. I like that.
Well, and you know what else? Let's say that you're trying to put some things up on your LinkedIn account, and there's one customer, one prospect you really, really want to let them know that you know that you're relevant to them. Do a post, put a post up that targets them. It's to everybody, but put a piece of content up that targets them. What do you think about that?
That's a great idea. And we need to do that for different types of buyers.
Yeah.
Many of us have different types of buyers and with different interests. So some of us may sell to a sales leader, some to marketing, some to finance, some to IT, whatever it is. And you'll have different buyers within a company.
And you know what else I would do? I would actually send them an email. Now that they know who I am, we've connected on LinkedIn, I would say, hey, John, I posted something this week on LinkedIn. In case you didn't see it, I thought you'd find it relevant to what you and I've talked about before. It's send them a reminder. What do you think about that?
I think you send an email through LinkedIn and you get much better
results.
There you
go. That's the way to do it. You're right. You're right about that.
Yeah.
Hey, Joanne, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
NoMoreColdCalling.com is her website. Pick up the damn phone. It's her new book. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.